Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening there, good folks? How is your Friday, June 20th, 2013, going? It's your man, Beast Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp. Might be a short show tonight. Forgot to give my announcements and all my emails out for people to call in and check in to see who's checking in. But if you are out there, you are hanging out, please feel free to call in 646-915-8680. Thank you to all of our sponsors, richbefore30.com, MarisolJohnsonInsurance.com, StickToItFitness.com, all of our fans and affiliates all across America. We global, baby. We global. Hope y'all out there being safe on this stormy Friday night. But it's Friday night. Y'all should be out partying. Y'all shouldn't even be listening to me. Y'all should be getting your sip on, partying, getting your bump and grind on if you're single, getting your bump and grind on if you're married. It don't matter. Just enjoy yourselves. You know, it's a wonderful occasion. Got my man, Mr. Righteous, on the line. Ain't heard from you in a while. Mr. Righteous, what's popping, son?
Chilling, man. What's going on, brother?
Not much. Just trying to find my wedding ring, yo.
Oh, shit.
I've been down that road before. Couple times, brother.
Yeah, every time we was there, go get a new one, yo. That shit just pops up, yo. All right, the first time, I don't know what was going on, but I'm looking for it, and I couldn't find it. And I was like, damn, the last place I was in was in my car, and I couldn't find it. And then soon as we about to go buy another one, I did something. I was inside the car, did something, and that shit just popped out of my seat. I think that about a bitch. And then, then the other time, you know what? It was I had a bunch of like old, because I use like old T-shirts to wipe out the car and stuff, and it was balled up in those. And I never thought to shake them out, but it was balled up in that stuff. So, and then the other time, I just misplaced it. I put it in one of my drawers that I keep all my pay stubs in instead of in the drawer where I put all my jewelry at. And I was looking for it. I never thought to look in there. And then the day we was going to go get another one, I pulled that drawer out and it was sitting right in there. What's that about?
Well, I hope I get that lucky. I don't know. Man, it's crazy. First of all, I told my wife I'm bad with jewelry. But she don't care. She's still mad at me. I don't know how you get mad at a man for losing a ring. It's just a ring. As long as I ain't cheating, I shouldn't get any attitude. But, of course, that doesn't matter. So, last place I remember taking it on and off was actually in Baltimore.
Uh-oh.
Where we had our baby shower up in Baltimore. But I swear I've had it on since then. Like, I have visions. You know how, like, when you lose stuff, you had visions of the last place you was with, like the last place you had it. And I had visions like a day or two ago after leaving the gym, taking it off to do the dishes or something. I've had visions of when, you know what I mean, I'm going to bed and taking it off or hopping on the computer and taking it off. Now, I don't know if these visions are before I actually lost it, because that's what I normally do, or after I lost it. All I know is that I don't have a wedding ring and I got an angry pregnant wife that's due to bust any day.
That's your ass, Mr. Postman. That's your ass.
My friend, I always told her that I'll just get a tattoo. I don't need a ring. And she said no. And she wanted me to get a ring. So I kind of feel like this isn't my fault, but I have a funny feeling that doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. So it's been a lot going on in these streets, man. What you think about the whole Aaron Hernandez situation? I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it.
Nah, that kid's going down, yo.
You think he did it?
Well, I don't think he. I'm not sure that he probably he's the one that pulled the trigger, but I'm sure he's the one that set everything up. Only because, you know what I'm saying, by the way, the text messages, you know what I'm saying, that they came across, that he texted, you know what I'm saying, that he texted his boys, that he needed them to come down and take care of something and all this other nonsense. And then, you know, going to the boys' crib. But then I think there was a beef between him and the kid, because if you saw that the text message that he texted his sister, was like, guess who I'm with, you know what I'm saying, and she texted like, who? And he just texted NFL. So I'm thinking that him and them two had like a beef, or maybe the situation that happened in 2012, the double murder that happened in 2012, maybe he knows something about it and he dropped the ball on it or something like that. But it's something going on between those two that for him to just, you know what I'm saying, go pick him up. They drove around town. They got cameras in them driving around town. And then, you know what I'm saying, going to the site where they shot him. And then them leaving, and it was just when they saw the camera, saw four people walk in and three people walk out. You know what I'm saying? And then the dude, when he turned in the rental car, the dude who cleaned out the car, you know what I'm saying, he found, you know, the shells and the bubble gum that this idiot bought at the gas station and left in the damn car.
Yeah. So is this when keeping it real goes wrong? Like,
what you mean, like no that all the whole no snitching type stuff?
Well, just in general, like what position are you in where you feel like you have to murder somebody when you I keep saying that, you know, he's rich, he's Mexican, he made it, What a shame! Shout out to all my racist people out there. But, you know, he made it. He did his thing. He's
right.
He's the gold standard of his community. Why on earth is murder the result? It just doesn't make sense. Got my man, got our man M Extra Money on the line, live from the Bahamas. Hey, red stripe. I fucked that up. I'm not saying hooray, beer.
Back from the Bahamas, back. But, yeah, I don't know if I would agree that he was the gold standard of his career system just because of the beat that he got in at Florida.
You got to speak up. You're starting to sound mobile. You know you got to speak clear.
I said I wouldn't say he's the gold standard in his community just because of the troubles that he had in Florida. You know what I mean? He had some issues with gun charges or whatever, not being registered, all that kind of stuff. I think he had a little dark past that not everybody knew about, and it kind of followed him to the NFL. And at the end of the day, I just think him trying to, you know what I mean, either live like he ain't famous and rich and famous, like he said, or, you know, you were saying, like, keeping it real. I kind of agree with that just because sometimes you just can't. Like, who's in the league taking a picture with a gun, you know what I mean, in a mirror? Like, who does that? Like, I don't know who does that. Like, I could see taking a picture of, like, if you got multiple guns on a bed or something just to say, you know, this is all my stash or whatever. But not with you holding a gun. Like, who does that? Like, I don't know. I don't think he had everything. I don't think he had it. His elevator didn't go all the way up, you know?
Fairness, MX your money, there are pictures of you on Dropbox holding guns.
No. First of all, I said, who does that? That is a star in the NFL. I'm not a star in the NFL.
Oh, okay.
I don't have millions. Like, it ain't a picture of me. It's a picture of me at the range. Like, there's a picture that's a range. Like, if he's at a range, okay, fine. But he's in his bathroom holding a 9. With him taking a picture, like, not, I wouldn't take a picture of myself. Like, somebody took a picture of me. Like, that's totally different. You know what I mean? Like, this ain't an Instagram chop. Like, yeah, you know, I don't understand. Like, who does that?
Maybe he was telling his homies his new gun. Every time I get a new gun, I send a picture of it with y'all. I just don't. I'm just too big to take selfies, yo.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that, he's the first person that I've known, like, that's just, like, famous. I'm talking about 60 million famous, you know what I mean, NFL, getting playing time, Patriots, all that kind of stuff that I've seen have a picture of himself, a self-portrait of himself, like meaning like he took it of himself in the mirror with a gun. Like I've never seen that before. I mean, have y'all? I've never seen rappers do that.
Jared Allen, but I mean he's a hunter though, so they all know he's a hunter.
But he took a picture of himself in the mirror with his like
rifle. No, he just took a picture of himself hunting though.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about like a picture of themselves, taking a picture.
That picture he took, I think he was like, they said he was like 18 in that picture or something like that. But he also got a charge that was dropped too, was actually dismissed. Because he supposedly shot somebody in the face when he was in Florida.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I was just saying about the whole, I just think, I don't know. To me, I just think he didn't think it out. I don't know if he panicked because, you know, like they were running down on ESPN as far as the timeline. And when he got back to his crib, they were walking around, all three of them walking around. Then they all go into the basement and then they destroy his security cam. Like, you know your house more than anybody. And what do you forget that you got a video surveillance in your house? Like, did you forget that? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand how you walk around with a gun, leave, come back, walk around with a gun, then your next move is destroy the same video system that was recording you as if you owned the servers that video stuff was recording on.
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all.
I think the kid has some gang ties, man. I think he really has some gang ties, yo. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the kid just made horrible decisions. I don't want to stay too long on the topic, but I think we can all disagree. It's a total disappointment. I crack jokes on and all stuff, but it's a total disappointment. I feel like these kids who come from bad environments who make it, I kind of feel bad that they can't just leave it alone. Maybe something really does pull them back. But I root from kids who have nothing and made it to the highest level because I feel like they can definitely be examples for other people in that community. And I just feel bad when they just can't leave that life alone.
I just think it's nobody telling these people that these hanger-on people that you're gonna have, man. They're going to do nothing but get you in trouble, man, because all they're going to do is say, you ain't keeping it real, and then you're feeling some type of way about it, so then you feel as though that you have feel the need to go back into that life even though you're doing what you're doing, which is kind of stupid. Like, yo, man, I'm making a better life for all of us. Yo, just leave that stuff alone. We good. Come stay at the crib. I put y'all to work, and y'all get paid. Just like, what's the name? Like LeBron does, man. He put his boys on his payroll. That's all you got to do. Leave the life alone. We don't need to be in the streets no more. We're making millions, yo. Why do we need to be in the streets? There's no need. But nobody's teaching them that, yo. Nobody's telling them that. They just tell you got these dumb users that's going to come in here. They're going to be broke in 5 years after retirement. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, man, crazy in the streets. So it's a lot to talk to y'all about since I ain't heard from none of y'all in a while. And I wanted to get y'all opinions on so many subjects. Paula Deen calling black people niggas. What y'all think?
Whatever.
I mean, at the end of the day, I think that it was, it's always wrong, I guess. I guess in her defense, she was saying that, you know, I mean, it was after she got a gun pointed to her or whatever. It's not like it's an excuse.
After she got a what?
Like, basically, she said that after the dude, like, somebody got to try to rob her, so the gun was pointed to her face, and as she was telling somebody else about the story, she referred to the dude as, like, so, the dude that had the gun.
No, that's not the story I heard.
That was in the deposition, yeah. Like, she said that she wasn't sure if that was the only time, but the one time when she was telling her friend about the fact that a gun was pointed to her face, that's one of the times that she used it. That was in the deposition that she used.
What'd you say? Oh, nigga, don't kill me.
I don't know. I mean, she didn't say. She said she didn't remember, but basically that was the time where she kind of recalled that maybe using that word. My whole thing is.
So hold on. She's saying that a black dude had a gun to her face and she called him a nigger, or she was saying to her friend, that nigga put a gun on me?
She didn't say what she used or what she actually said. She basically said that she was telling somebody, like me telling you a story of a time, of that time, basically. And she referred to the guy who pulled the gun on her or had the gun pointed to her head. She called him you know what I mean, nigger, whatever. Like, but she didn't say
ain't
like,
wrong
I called him.
I called him a nigger too.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So my point is, I guess, is that I don't understand why she loses sponsorships for basically telling the truth. Like, she told the truth. Like, she didn't have to say that. You know what I mean? But because the deposition was
that's
something
not
totally different.
But I was more offended of the fact that she told the people at the her brother's wedding that she was catering that she wanted the black people, all her servers, to be black and in bow ties to make it a real Southern wedding.
Right.
That's
now,
offensive
that,
to me.
Yeah, that's offensive. The fact that the whole, I think that is offensive, that part is, but I mean, she losing sponsorships and stuff. I think at this day and age, I think it's blurring like what's racial and what's not racial and all this other kind of stuff. And like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like you tie it to like one word, like the N word as everybody's referring to, and then you make it seem like that's the race stuff that we're dealing with today. And it's not really the case, right? Like, I think there's a lot of voter registration that's being disenfranchised, and all kinds of stuff. That doesn't get an end there to me anyway. I don't know. I don't think it's real.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy on these streets. Like I said, the only thing Paul D and I was offensive is the fact that she wanted all the black people to wear ties. If she called somebody a nigga who pulled a gun on her, I tell you the truth, I'm not mad at her because I probably would call him a nigga too.
Right. Yeah,
but my point is, when you're white, I mean, let's just be honest. That ain't the first time she's ever said the word nigga.
I don't know.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's just common sense. It's like, you know, be real about it. You know that ain't the first time you referred to us as niggas. We refer to each other as niggas more than white people, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But just be honest.
Well, I think she was. She said, and they asked her after she said that about the one dude, the one time about the, you know what I mean, the dude. They asked if she's ever done it before or after that, and she said that probably so. Like, she didn't hide the fact that she hasn't ever used it again. She said so. Like, she was completely honest. That's what I'm saying. Like, to her credit, she was like, I probably did use it again. I don't know. Like, it was a long time ago, basically. But she didn't say, like, oh, no. You know, she was like, that's not something that I agree with now, but back in the day or whatever, back a long time ago, you know, it's probably something that I did use. Or a word that I've been used before. Like, so she did fess up. Like, she wasn't, like, trying to hide it or anything. And she didn't even have to say that, but she did.
I'll tell you, I was more offended by her fake crying on Matt Lauer, you know. That wasn't no real tear. She wasn't upset. That was all fake to me, you know.
Are you serious?
She lost
her biggest sponsor. Like, that's her duffel. Like, she lost the Food Network, though.
You know, I just don't. When I saw her, like, my whole thing was, if you're sorry about something you've done, don't say, you know, whoever said something that they regret, cast the first stone and throw it at my head and kill me. Be sorry for saying the word nigga if that's why you're sorry. Don't be sorry because you said something that you regret. Just, you know what I mean? I feel like you're passing the blame, like, oh, we've all said something wrong before. You shouldn't be mad at me. It's like, no, if you're sorry, if you're coming on the TV saying, oh, I'm sorry I said the word nigga, then don't bring anybody else into it. Once you start bringing other people in it, that to me says you're not really sorry. You're just mad you lost your sponsors. You're not sorry for saying the word nigga. You're sorry that you lost money.
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think she was remorseful. In the deposition, she said that that's something that she doesn't, you know what I mean, like she doesn't prescribe to that type of talk or she don't talk that way now. But then the aftermath of all, so now all of a sudden she's losing Walmart, Target, Food Network, like 9 sponsors gone. So at the end of the day, yo, you're going to be like, yo, I mean, I was remorseful, I said I'm sorry, and then I'm still losing sponsors. So at that point, I'm going to feel that same way. I'm sure you'll feel the same way, too. You're like, yo, so you're going to judge me for me making a mistake, and now I'm losing all this money. I got family to see, all this other kind of stuff. My livelihood is being questioned now. and then like nobody else has ever made a mistake in us. You know what I'm saying? Like that's, I think that's where it all stems from, like with the whole cast the first stone type of thing. Like, because
her son said, we're not racist because my mom and dad bought me Hank Aaron pajamas. Come on, B.
You're not racist because you bought some pajamas.
Hang out in pajamas, yo. Come on, B. That's racist. But my main problem, the reason why I say there's an issue is because wasn't that one of their workers, their co-workers who was white, saying that the work environment was full of racial slurs that made them uncomfortable?
I think that's where it all started. I'm not 100% sure that's where it started, but I think that's how it all started as far as the restaurant and everything. That's why she was being questioned to begin with. So, yeah, so I think that's where it all started. But
so that's right there.
I think it definitely goes deeper than what's out there. You know what I mean? And maybe it was that, you know what I mean, the working where such that stuff was being used or words were being used. I don't know.
Not bad.
But still.
What you doing over there,
Garzman? I'm in the warehouse, brother.
You throwing dead bodies away, yo? What's going on? Like, are you Aaron Hernandez and out there, yo? Dumping bodies in the back, yo?
Yeah, man, I was putting the register away, yo.
Got any money in that joint?
Hell no. Nah, we just programmed them, yo. Send them off to AC Moore.
All right. But, yeah, there was something else major that happened this week. Oh, I didn't get a chance to M extra money. We never got your opinion on, you know, LeBron winning that second. Is he better than Jordan? Can he be compared to Jordan right now?
I don't think he can be. Well, he can be compared to Jordan in certain stats, but not in terms of overall career now. He's not even on Magic level right now.
Is it just because of the championships?
Yeah. That's
my problem with you Jordan fans. This is my problem with Jordan fans. You can't compare LeBron to Jordan or Magic because of the championships. But Bill Russell isn't better than Jordan, even though Bill Russell won more championships. It's like you use Jordan's championships against everybody else except for people who won more championships.
No. That's not
like championships can't be... Championships can't be the only standard. That's team.
You didn't ask me what my standard was. You just asked me, can he be on Jordan level? And I'm saying as a career, he can't. Or not even on Magic or Bill Russell.
No. I'm not talking about the career. I'm talking about as a better basketball player.
I think eventually he'll get there. I don't think that he has that killer that Mike had. Like, Mike wouldn't have – I don't think Mike would have shut it down in game three like they did. Like, game three and four, like his game three and four. I think it was game four, whatever. When he just got blown out, I don't think Mike has that high.
Yo, but LeBron still had double-doubles in those games. I think one of those games he had a triple-double. That's not really shutting it down.
Nah.
If that's considered shutting
down. That was like game one or two, yo. Game two, he had a triple double. Game four, they got blown out. And like, he had like 2 points in like the second half. Like, that's just like not. That's like he had like, and then even in game six, I think, or game five or six, he had like 2 points in the first half, and then he came out in the second half and balls. I just don't think. Like, I think he needs to understand, like, if he wants to, like, be compared to that kind of level, then he has to be able to be willing to basically say 2 points is unacceptable in a whole half of, in 24 minutes, yo. But if I'm going to be the best
Mike
player.
Yeah, Mike had that before.
Well, name a time, man. I've never seen Mike have 2 points in a whole half, yo. I need to go back to
the I swore there was a playoff game where Mike scored like 4 points in the first half and then dropped like 32 in the second half. And I want to say it was against Cleveland.
We can go back and check the facts, Joe.
I've never seen that happen.
Is this regular season? I'm making that statement. I'm just basically saying that in terms of like a playoff series. in the way he played. Like, I think he has the power. You let me see it in game 6 and 7, which is why I'm so frustrated with LeBron, because he can't. I think he is that. Like, he is that next player, like, that's going to transcend the game. And he's already doing it. And yet he allows, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know why he does it, but it's, like, so frustrating seeing him not. Like, it was like Danny Green. Like, take that man to the cup. He had, like, Tim Duncan on him. Take him to the cup. Are you telling me that you can't take Tim Duncan off the dribble? He had Tiago Splitter and pulled up for an 18-foot jump shot. I'm like, yo, Tiago Splitter, LeBron James, why aren't you scoring? Like, you know what I'm saying? Tony Parker had Chris Bosh on him. He goes right to the cup. You know what I mean? Ginobili has Chris Bosh on him, right to the cup. No question, no hesitation. LeBron, Tiago Splitter, I'm going to pull up for a jump shot. Makes no sense to me.
What you think? What you think, Mr. Righteous? Can LeBron be compared to Jordan right now in your eyes, as far as a basketball player?
I mean, I would say he's getting up there. I mean, he's damn near rewriting stats left and right. He's definitely a human stat sheet, man. Kids is doing writing all stats and doing all types of stuff. The only thing you can't really compare to too much of it is because of the stuff, because the stuff has already been done before. That's the only thing that really it's hard to compare, because the stuff has already been done before. Now, if he's doing the same thing and taking it above and beyond to what Jordan has already done, then, I mean, yeah, you could say that. But I was watching something. I don't know if I was watching The Breakfast Club the other day, and the boy J. Cole, he was on there, and they asked him a question about, like, you know, being compared to people. And he said nobody can ever really prosper or be able to do certain things because they're always constantly being compared to somebody else. You can't really write your own legacy when you always compare being compared to this person and that person. Why are we always comparing somebody to some other people? Just like last night when I was watching a draft, everybody that came up, the announcers kept saying, oh, he's like a James Harden. He's like this. He's like this, but his body is this. He's like this. And I said, damn, we do. Can we compare people? We always compare somebody to somebody else. Why not just say, okay, if this dude's good, he's going to be good. You know, but we compare him to say, oh, he's just like Jordan. He's not just like Jordan. Jordan played the game totally different. LeBron plays all five positions on the floor. Jordan don't play all five positions on the floor.
Right.
No, that's why LeBron is more of a distributor first, but he will score when need to be. You know, he'll play the defense. He'll distribute the ball first before he actually really will start scoring. But when his team needs him to score, he will score. Jordan, he's more of a scorer. He would score first and pass when he need be. Sometimes he didn't do that. When he was caught in the jam, he just makes some out-of-this-world shot, and that's going to go in and get an and-one. But LeBron, he's more of a, like, when you see LeBron, he starts off the game passing the ball first before he even starts scoring.
Look, I will say this, though, Gunn. I will say this, that LeBron has transcended the game by basically being able to defend off opposition and play off opposition. I think ain't nobody in the history of this league has been able to do that, defend off five and play off five. So I think – at the end of the day, with everything said and done, he will be above, like, both everybody, Russell, Jordan, all of them. But I'm just saying right now, I got to look at it as a total career. And when I look at Russell, Magic, Kobe, Jordan, career-wise, I can't say that. So that's all I'm saying.
I mean,
but I think at the end of the day, he will be.
Right. I mean, his career ain't over yet. He's still got some more years left.
Right.
I mean, it's cool. I wasn't, like, criticizing y'all. I mean, it's just more just fodder for talk. You know what I mean? Just wondering why people hate comparing, you know, man, LeBron to Jordan, or why they feel like he can't be compared yet. Just because, I mean, the champ, oh, shit, 10 seconds. Hey, fellas, great talk, great hearing from y'all again. I'll wrap y'all Monday.
Peace.
Hope y'all show up. Peace.
Peace.